He was running really fast and screaming. I couldn't tell what he was saying. He was screaming so loud. He was trying to tell me something, something really important, but I couldn't hear him. I couldn't hear anything, but I could feel his voice move all through my body, but no sound was coming out of his mouth. Hello? His arms were wrapped around me so tight. It was the strongest thing I've ever felt. His hand was inside of the hole in my body like he was trying to stop the bleeding with his bare hands. Hello? And light. Light was exploding all around us. I couldn't tell where it was coming from. I was seeing lights everywhere, even though I couldn't open my eyes. Light and his arms and the vibrations of his screaming. And then his arms began to feel like wings, and we began moving really fast, really fast. And he was gone, but he was still there with me. Someplace. Still there. I want to know what he was saying. Hello? Can I get you something to drink? Cream? Here, I think it's local. Los Armadillos or something. Did you want dessert or something? Peach. Peach and, banana. Sir? Another four? More coffee? Warm that up for you? Are you waiting for another guest?
Sir? Hi, William. It's been a while.
Yes.
How are you?
This is kind of a weird place to meet. You had something to tell me, Professor?
Have a seat. I don't think I can teach anymore. How would you feel about taking over my class?
The physical universe?
Yes. You start tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yes, is that a problem?
I was your worst student.
Yes, I know. I'm not asking you because I like you. I think you're... It is my hope that you might be able to make sense out of what I'm about to tell you. I wish that my wife is working on a holiday show at the elementary school. I was there a few days ago. While I was there, I watched a little girl fall into a seizure. She fell to the ground and began shaking. I could tell she was not breathing. I stood there, paralyzed, wishing I could. As the students crowded around her, a woman entered the room. The woman It was almost like pieces of light were reflecting off of her. She walks over to the girl and puts her hand on the girl's forehead. Immediately, the girl stops shaking. The seizure is over. And then the woman stands and walks straight at me like she knows me. She reaches into her pocket and pulls out a ring, a wedding band, and places it in the palm of my hand. I look down at the ring for a moment, and then I look back at her. She's still standing there, but she no longer has a face. Her face is missing. And then I notice a hole in her chest, small, like a thimble. And the hole begins growing until it takes over her entire body, and she completely vanishes. She's gone. As I begin to think that certainly I've imagined all this, a man rushes into the theater from another door. The man, he goes immediately to the young girl and stares at her for a long time. He presses his face against hers, and they rest like that for a moment until he sees me from across the room. Then he comes straight at me, and then he stares into me for a long time. And I remember thinking, he looks incredibly sad. And as I'm looking at him, he begins flickering like a candle. And he holds out his hands in front of his face, looking very closely at them, studying them as if to make sure they're actually there. And as he's doing this, he says, "We were almost there. We were almost there." Then he walks back towards the young girl as he continues staring at his hands. And just as he kneels down next to her again, he completely dissolves into nothing. Eventually, everyone leaves the room, and I'm standing there all alone. And I'm wondering, did this really just happened. And just when I've convinced myself that I've dreamed all of this, my hand gets really hot, and I realize I've been clenching my fists this whole time. So I open up my hand, and the ring that the woman gave me falls out of my palm and onto the ground. Since then, everything has shifted.
What does this have to do with me? You haven't spoken to me in 8 years.
I thought you might be able to explain it scientifically. I can't make it make sense.
Why would I be able to explain it? 8 years. What's in it for me?
For you?
Yes. What do I get out of this?
Are you serious?
Yes.
Just wait a second. Sit down. I might be able to help you.
Help me?
With your son.
Okay, you help me.
He's standing right next to you.
Lucy? Where are you?
Bye, Henry.
Wait. I have something for you. I have something I want to give you. We were almost there. We were almost there.
You've made your choice, Henry.
Wait. Wait for me.
Your daughter is lovely.